AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with my good colleagues, Alejandro Pina Esclusa, a Venezuelan writer. He's traveling. He's in Europe to help me understand the events in and inside and outside of Venezuela, because this is not an isolated country. It's a big, prosperous, well-educated country in the middle of other big, prosperous, well-educated countries. Ernesto Araújo, a former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, is also here. He's going to help me with the news that Jair Bolsonaro, the former president, is now detained, not a house arrest, detained. Why? And what does this mean for the relation between Brasilia and Washington, given the unhappiness that the Trump administration has with the way lawfare has been used against Mr. Bolsonaro? But we begin with a small country in Central America, deeply troubled by drugs and poor harvests and violence. Honduras, part of the Northern Triangle, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. There's an election on Sunday. The election makes it very clear whether or not the continent and Central America are moving to the right or whether they're going to move more to the left. The election is between the opposition that wants to clean up the story and a continuation of the President Castro, who was related to a man who was condemned for drug trafficking, traveled to China, and has made her country available to outside forces, chiefly Caracas and Cuba, who are part of the corrupting mechanism. Alejandro, I begin with you because this is a way of talking about the whole continent, not Venezuela only, but the story also includes the fact that the Caracas regime is taking part in what is threatened to be a fraud in the vote coming up on Sunday. Do you acknowledge that? Is that well known that the fraud is threatened by Caracas to throw the election in Honduras? Thank you.
Yeah, John, it is well known. Maduro has sent some agents to perpetrate a fraud over there because there are three main candidates: Tito Asfura from the National Party, Salvador Nasralla from Liberal Party, and Rizzi Moncada from the Partido Libre, belonging to the Sao Paulo Forum. And as you said, she is the substitute of Xiomara Castro, the actual president of Honduras. She is last in polls, Rizzi Moncada. And the other two, they're pretty much, there's a technical tie between the two of them. But surely, surely, the communist candidate will not win. So the only alternative they have is to commit fraud. Everybody's aware of it. It's in all media. Even if this has been denounced by Maria Elvira Salazar, American congressman. It's been written by Maria Anastasia O'Grady in the Wall Street Journal. They are aware of the fraud. The difference here will be the population. Fortunately, John, in Honduras, the vote is manual, and the law authorizes every Honduran to stay in the center for voting in the vote places and count every vote until the end. They can stay there all the time until every vote is counted and the tally sheets are written. And if this is done, and if the population, the civil society, is vigilant of the vote, it'll be very difficult to commit fraud. So the second alternative that the rich Moncada has is to provoke violence. But I think the tendency of the Latin American continent is to turn right. In the last three elections, Bolivia, Argentina, and Chile, people voted for the right-wing parties, and this is going to happen again in Honduras. People don't want the continuity of the Sao Paulo Forum candidates and presidents.
Ernesto, President Bolsonaro has now been jailed, promising more persecution of a man who's not well since the assassination attempt many years ago. Why now? Why jailing now? Is this in defiance of Washington that has made it very clear that it faults Lula da Silva personally and a man named Alejandro de Maistre as corrupt? They've made it very clear you must release Bolsonaro. And de Moraes has not said anything, but he's acted defiantly. Lula da Silva, however, has not been consistent in his defiance. He sought conversation with Mr. Trump at the same time. What does this mean that they're now being rude and cruel to Bolsonaro? What is the signal that you perceive?
Well, John, first of all, it was in legal terms, it was absurd, this arrest, because it's not the consequence of the sentencing of Bolsonaro, already absurd, to 27 years in jail. This comes from a previous case. He's arrested temporarily because apparently he was trying to escape. Well, he wasn't under house arrest with the police around his house. It was impossible to flee. So, but politically, of course, now everything that happens with the Bolsonaro case is a geopolitical issue and a diplomatic issue with the United States. There's no barrier between domestic and foreign policy anymore. So what does the power scheme in Brazil, of which Moraes is a part, want with that? Do they want a bargaining chip so that, okay, we can release Bolsonaro, but they will, let's say, ask a price in order to, a metaphorical price, in order to come back to the previous situation of house arrest? It's a possibility. But, they have played with a lot of daring. The Moraes, he's apparently is not afraid of anything. I think they are trying to, okay, let's see how far the Trump administration will go. Ambassador Landau, Deputy Secretary of State, he publicly already said that he criticized the Moraes nominally and the decision. So it means that maybe some consequences will come. They are risking the because a few days before Trump had erased the additional tariffs on lots of Brazilian products. So will they come back? But I think it's more than a trade issue, of course. It's a geopolitical issue. I would say that Lula and the Moraes, they want to up the ante and also to take attention away from that financial scandal that I mentioned involving a Banco Master, this bank in Brazil. Right. But basically, I think Lula is trying to generate something that's positive, at least for his base, even if it's bad for the relations of the U.S., because how bad things are going with COP, with crime, with organized crime and across the region.
Asking about Venezuela, does the fate of Maduro and his regime, does that have an effect upon Lula da Silva or de Moraes? Does it make them more powerful, less powerful, or is it an indifference?
Oh, no, this will make them a lot less powerful. With Maduro, a lot of the criminal scheme in Latin America and in South America will collapse. It's already collapsing. Venezuela was a center, for example, a known center for money laundering. So maybe this financial scandal in Brazil has already to do with that. People are seeing that their money laundering schemes are about to collapse and that they're trying to save at least some money. That's what you see across the region. I mean, of course, we're talking about Brazil now, but see Mexico, President Sheinbaum is in her worst moment under a lot of popular pressure. As you see, people want crime to be fought by the government, and she's not delivering. So it's a bad moment at home for Lula and across the region for all his allies.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Alejandro Pena Esclusa, Venezuelan writer and geopolitical strategist. They're both overseas. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.